Donald Trump's cabinet nominees begin their confirmation hearings before the Senate this week. 13 nominees will appear before 11 committees as the chamber fulfills its advice and consent role. There are 4 key hearings on Tuesday. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth will appear before the Armed Services Committee. He will have to answer for serious allegations against him, including sexual and financial misconduct and alcohol abuse. Punchbowl News reports that the top Republican and Democrat on the committee reviewed his FBI file, which was described by those briefed on the matter as unremarkable. On Wednesday, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is scheduled to appear before the Foreign Relations Committee. His confirmation as Secretary of State will likely be the fastest and smoothest of all. He could be on the job starting Inauguration Day. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is vying to become the next Homeland Security Secretary. Noem will be extraordinarily busy in her new role. First, she will oversee both the Border Patrol and ICE as President Trump seeks to carry out the biggest border enforcement and deportation operation in American history. She could also be charged with downsizing her own department, which consists of 22 agencies. Some say it's bloated, and that agencies like FEMA and the Secret Service should be independent. Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi will sit before the Judiciary Committee. Bondi was Florida Attorney General from 2011 to 2019 and has since worked in private practice. Democrats will want her to pledge her independence. Over the years, they've accused President Trump of treating the Justice Department like his personal law firm. John Ratcliffe will appear before the Intelligence Committee as he seeks to be the next director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Ratcliffe was the director of national intelligence during Trump's first term and served in Congress for 5 years before that. On Thursday, Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent will wrap up the busy week. Bessent will have to hit the ground running. The Treasury Department is currently working to prevent the United States from defaulting on its debt. The country hit the debt ceiling on January 1st, and Congress has not yet given authorization to borrow more money. He'd also be in charge of overseeing the implementation of any tariffs or sanctions the president-elect imposes on foreign adversaries.